During this portion of the church year, we are looking at the righteousness of the kingdom of heaven. How does your faith influence your life? Is going to church on Sunday the joyful beginning of the week, or is it a chore which must be done, hopefully, to gain merit with God? Is giving of your time, talent, and treasure for the good of others something we do out of guilt, or is it a pleasure to help? This week we prayed, "Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions, make them to ask such things as shall please you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever." Over the next few days, we will examine this prayer in light of the gospel reading from last Sunday. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. May our Lord strengthen us in faith toward him and in fervent love toward one another. Amen.